Report, Jimmy Kimmel heard using the N-word in 1996 Snoop Dogg impersonation. By Kyle Morris on June 22, 2020. ABC Late Night host Jimmy Kimmel admitted in 2013 to using the N-word several times as he imitated rapper Snoop Dogg for a track on a 1996 Christmas album. And now Fox News has leaked audio of Kimmel purportedly using the racist slur. Kimmel's admission to using the N-word came during a 2013 podcast, which was obtained by Fox News. During the podcast, Kimmel altered his voice to sound like comedian George Wallace, who is black. Adam Carolla, the podcast host, referred to Kimmel's change in tone as his crazy black voice. Listen below. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. The Christmas album, titled A Family Christmas in Your Ass, was released from the Kevin and Bean radio show in California that aired on KROQ-FM. Kimmel's Snoop Dogg imitation was performed during Christmas time in the LBC, a song on the album. Throughout the track, lyrics like a fat nigga in a sleigh giving shit away, which referenced Santa Claus, and nigga in the manger could be heard. I told that motherfucker Santa, bring a pick for my afro, the singer stated, according to Fox News audio. The three wise men were said to be bringing gifts and SHT for baby boo in the hay. Me and my nigga down in LBC, we'll smoke that motherfucking Christmas tree, Jimmy Kimmel said in the song according to Fox News. The Fox News report notes. Liner notes from the cassette, obtained by Fox News, showed the album was co-produced by Jim Kimmel and credited Kimmel for all comedy material on the album, except for a handful of unrelated tracks. Kimmel also appeared on the album cover. Jimmy, do you only do black people? Asked someone on the podcast. Kimmel responded, I prefer them, yes. Fox News also highlighted Kimmel's impersonation of Wallace, in which Kimmel claimed he called the president of Comedy Central as George Wallace, the comedian, and pretended to be drunk. Amid the release of the Fox News exclusive, Kimmel is already receiving backlash on social media. Donald Trump Jr. highlighted Kimmel's remarks on Twitter. To be clear, I'm 100% against punishing comedians for jokes, even bad jokes from unfunny hack comedians like Jimmy Kimmel. But according to the left's own woke rules that a Jimmy Kimmel wants to force others to live by, it's hard to see how an APK network allows him to keep his show, Trump Jr. wrote. In 2018, Kimmel famously urged Tom Arnold to release an alleged tape of President Donald Trump using the N-word. Arnold never did release the tape. Watch below. Kimmel, who is set to host the Emmy Awards this year, announced last week that he would take a rare hiatus from his show to spend time with his family. His announcement comes amid a blackface controversy during his time as co-host of Comedy Central's The Man Show, in which he impersonated then-NBA star Karl Malone. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.